You're listening to SBS News.
Carlos Villanueva from Gecko Music used a federal grant to learn how to make his music lessons online during the COVID-19 pandemic, and demand has gone through the roof.
We had to hire some other tutors, and then suddenly we had this music school that taught more than 100 children. Music is the kind of thing that it's the skills that you need to scaffold and learn a little bit at a time. And also the interest has to be maintained. So we wouldn't have been able to continue if it wasn't for the online option.
With a 50% increase in classes, his business is now global, thanks to online technology.
Before our marketing, our advertising, being a face-to-face school, was in the local area, the local schools, the local community centres. But now being online, there is no boundaries. We've got some students from Canada, we've got some students from South America.
Small and medium businesses can benefit from a $12 million injection to help others to make the online transition. Peter Strong from the Small Business Council has graded the investment highly.
We've said it, we've given it a distinction. We've given it 75%. It's a good budget and the government should be proud of it. We would have liked to see a bigger focus on sole traders.
Key other announcements include an extension of the instant asset write-off until 2023, allowing businesses to claim deductions up front rather than by depreciation. Small and medium business owners will also benefit from about $16 billion in tax cuts by 2023 to 2024. And a drop in the small and medium business company tax rate from 27.5% to 25% coming into effect from July the 1st.
But for some businesses it won't be big, but for others it's a huge difference. 2.5% it can be, you know, many thousands of dollars, which then, if not tens of thousands of dollars, even for small business, and that means it's something they can use to invest.
The broader business relief package, expected to drive growth and billions in spending, is predicted to create 60,000 more jobs by the end of 2022 to 2023. Here's Shane Oliver from AMP Capital.
The big surprise in budget was simply the scale of that extra spending. Basically, $94 billion over the next 4 or 5 years, virtually spending all of the windfall from the stronger economy.
But Mr. Oliver is warning the economy remains uncertain due to the coronavirus, so any stimulation is helpful.
Small business generally are certainly winners from it. So you'd have to rate it fairly highly. I think the government realises that there's still a lot more work they have to do.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.